about tonight and also to pray about. First of all, I want to let you know a little bit of the format. Again, thank you. We're watching the switchboard just light up with people calling in from all around. Thank you. Tonight, we're going to have a number of people that are part of our team pray. You'll be muted during the call, and then at the end, I encourage you to stay with us. We're going to open everybody on the call to have a time of prayer all at once for these topics, and it really is like the sound of many waters. It's amazing. But let me begin by opening and just invoking the presence of God. Lord, we are so humble to come to you tonight with people from all around this country, all around the world, Lord, and I pray the power of the Holy Spirit as we begin to pray, Lord, that we would shake heaven tonight. Lord, the purpose of our call is that the tower that has been dormant, that has been ridiculed since the time of Jim Baker, that has been blocked from being open, blocked from being restored, Lord God, everything that has come against it, Lord, we believe right now it's a time to petition you for breakthrough in this area. And Lord, we just believe for this to happen as we come before you and we respond to your word that says if we humble ourselves and pray. Agree with me right now, people. Lord, that's what we're doing. We're humbling ourselves and praying according to your scripture that you'll hear from heaven, you'll forgive our sins, and you'll heal our land. I want to invite on now our acting president, our president of Morningstar, Chris Reed. Chris is with us. Chris, if you can join in now, we're unmuting you. You are ready to go.
Well, thank you, Dave, and it's a privilege to be on this prayer call tonight, and thank you for facilitating this, and thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for joining us for this prayer call. As I was praying ahead, I was thinking of the verse in Proverbs 18:10, and we're all very familiar with this verse, but it's the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And that phrase, strong tower there, the context of that verse was that within the walls of the name of the Lord, like a tower, that within these walls, no one would need to worry that the sharpest arrow could harm them, that any security from external trouble we would be protected from, and that we're safe from justice or evil justice and God to vindicate justice for his people. And he invites us to find refuge in his name like that strong tower. And that's what I'm praying tonight over Heritage Tower. There are going to be people who are going to, when this tower project is finished, that are going to be moving there from across the nation to Morningstar. They're going to find refuge. It's going to be a city of refuge. Morningstar is going to be a place of refuge. And there's something about this that's connected to the justice of God. And so I'm praying tonight for justice. I'm praying for safety. And I'm praying for divine intervention. And I'm trusting that you all agree with me as I pray this. Father, in the name of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's full of grace and truth, we come before you tonight with these precious people that have taken time to join us. And Lord, just like your name is a strong tower, we're asking for you to execute justice on our behalf, Lord, to be able to finish Heritage Tower. Lord, we're calling on the name of the Lord, as Joel 2 32 says in Acts 2:21, and that we would be saved by calling on that name. And Lord, we run to that name, just like the name of the Lord is that strong tower. Lord, we're running to it. We are coming fast as we can to your name and believing what we pray in your name, that you will avenge those who continually come before you and you will fight for us every day. I ask you to release angels of higher rank. Yes, Lord, angels of higher rank, I'm asking for you to assign to this legal case, and we pray for swift justice. And Lord, we know that there are people that are going to be called, that are already being called to Fort Mill, South Carolina, that who will be living in Heritage Tower. Lord, just like the name of the Lord, they're going to come to it as a place of refuge. They're going to run to it. They're not going to just be casual about it, but as soon as the doors are open, as soon as this is finished, they're going to speedily move, Lord. And I feel like that the enemy has done everything he can to stop those people from running to Heritage Tower, just like we run into the name of the Lord. And so, Lord, we're asking tonight in Jesus' name you to move on the hearts of those who can make decisions. Lord, just like you can direct the king's heart like a river, we are agreeing together tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for angels of higher rank to be assigned to the finishing of this tower, and that every judge and every case and every lawyer, every person that can have an influence in the finishing of this tower, that your hand would begin to turn them like a river for our favor. Lord, we dedicate this to you. This has been dedicated to you. Lord, there have been those who have stood and contested for this for years, and we're asking for justice for Heritage Tower, and Lord, so that people can run to it quickly and find their place in the kingdom of God, just like we run to the tower of the name of the Lord, and we ask for it to be done in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Well, thank you, Chris. We have over 170 people, intercessors, people of prayer on the call with us now. And awesome. Thank you for your prayer. And we just thank you that, Lord, you are hearing prayers tonight, Lord God. And, Lord, you're answering prayers, Lord. And when we cry out, Lord, we were assured, Lord God, in faith that you hear us. Lord, I thank you for this time. Lord, encourage everyone on here to keep praying, keep agreeing, keep lifting them up. We're going to bring on now the founder of Morningstar, Rick Joyner. Rick, thank you for praying with us tonight.
I thought I was after Don. Has that changed?
Yeah, we can't. Don is on, but we're not sure the number he's calling in, so we can't unmute him. But we were going to have Don tell a little bit about where we are with the legal battle, but we're still working in the control room. There's a couple hundred people that are on. We're trying to find him.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'd like to just continue the prayer that Chris just prayed, and I thought that was very appropriate. This thing goes way back. It's one of the things that has brought, shame to the entire body of Christ. And, of course, this is one thing the Lord addressed in one of his parables when he talked about, the ones who started a tower but could not finish it. What a reproach that was. And, this thing was done by God's people who had a vision. They sowed into it. And then it's been used for extraordinary injustice. Jim was found guilty for overselling the units that he had promoted on his show to for people to have timeshares in that tower. And then in his trial, they would not, the judge would not even allow this tower to be used as evidence that Jim was fulfilling those as fast as he could. He would have been found innocent. Of course, he was found innocent on appeal. I think very few Christians even know today. But it's been used for injustice, been used for reproach against God's people. And we believe it's now time to be turned around, that it be shown the hand of the Lord is strong, that he is our judge. He is above all judges. And, you know, this was dedicated to the Lord. It says that everything dedicated to the Lord is holy. So we count this and that property that was dedicated to him as holy, and it has to be used for his purposes. And it's time for all the opposition to be swept away. And, you know, the Lord himself also talked about the unrighteous judge who was bothered by the widow, who cried out for justice. And she didn't just cry for justice. She cried for vengeance on those who were, being used against her. And I do believe it is time to cry for God's justice to be revealed, and even for vengeance, the Lord's vengeance, to come upon those who would stand against the purposes of the Lord, and that this thing would be used to show the Lord's resolute determination to give justice to his people and for those who cry out to him for justice. And what a fearful thing it is to touch the things that are dedicated to the Lord. And Lord, that's my prayer to you now, Lord, that you would show yourself as the strong judge. And Lord, that through the way that you do it, Lord, this has been a long, hard battle, which we don't mind, Lord. We're content to do your will, to fight as long and hard as we have to. We're honored to be used by you in any way that you want to use us. We're not complaining. But Lord, we believe it's time. It's time now for your hand to be shown, and that you show yourself as strong. You show yourself as the righteous judge above all judges. And Lord, we pray that the way you do it, that the fear of you, who you are, touching anything that is yours, especially your people, that your fear would come upon all when they see the way that you do this. And Lord, that's my request. Lord, we ask you to do it swiftly. We ask you to do it so decisively that no one doubts this came from above. This came from beyond us. And Lord, you know the appeals that we have before men, even before our own U.S. Supreme Court. Lord, we've just been fighting as hard as we can, every way that we can, trying to do it righteously. But Lord, our hope is in you, not any court of man. We don't believe we have yet been treated fairly in any court by any judge, and that nobody has yet heard our case. Well, Lord, we ask you to make it known now. And Lord, we ask you to hear it and you to render your decision swiftly. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Rick. We've got Don Brown on with us. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just keep going quickly, and because we really appreciate everybody on the call. Thank you so much. You know, this tower is a 21-story tower that was erected during the time of Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and PTL, and was 90 days from opening, as I had talked with the builder, and was shut down in the middle of what happened with Jim and Tammy and the fall of PTL, and has sat vacant. And it has about 500 hotel rooms. Some of them have wallpaper and carpet, and in this 21-story, 500 hotel room unit, for some of you that haven't seen it, many of you have seen the picture online, and we're restoring it into 230 apartments that house people from around the world that come and be a part of our campus. As we speak right now, Rick and Chris and I have everything sold out that are on campus. We have approximately 150 people that live here full-time, but I have a waiting list and a reservation list of over 200 people that are just waiting to get here. The tower has been certified that it's structurally able to be rebuilt. We had the financing in place, and we've been met by several roadblocks, legal roadblocks, administrative roadblocks. And I want to bring on our attorney, Don Brown, a great friend of the ministry, but also a great man of God, and I so appreciate you, Don. So, Don, would you give us a little bit about where we are in the legal battle on the several lawsuits that we have before you take time to pray?
Yes, I will, Dave. I'll do the best I can. And for everyone on this call, I know that it looks like we were over 200 just a few minutes ago, and it's still growing. I want you to know that for me, it's an honor, and it's also a humbling experience to fall behind these three great men of God, Rick Joyner, Chris Reed, and Dave Yarns, all who have become very good friends of mine. It's just a blessing for me. I just wanted to say that if you all have a pencil and pad, if you want to take some notes, I'm going to try to give you a few specific prayer points based on where we are in the legal process. This process has now gone on 10 years. The lawsuit initially started in 2013. And then a couple of years ago, we negotiated dismissal with the county, and in the end of August of July 2020, July 31st, 1 year later, the county reinstated without calling me. In fact, the lawyer that I've negotiated with didn't even know that the county was going to reinstate this lawsuit. This is done apparently by the county attorney, Mr. Michael Kennedy, without consulting anyone, after we had already gone to great lengths of working on getting financing to finish the tower, and it came out of the blue. But there are a couple of major points here. Number one, we know that the end game of what we are seeking is a righteous end game. We are battling for a cause of righteousness here to bring about the fruition of the God-ordained ministry that's been laid upon Morningstar to complete this tower and to make it, as Rick has called it, a refinement center for our members from all over the world to come and pray and participate. So we know that we are battling for a righteous cause. But as Dave has also said, at the same time, we've run up against roadblock after roadblock after roadblock over 10 years with judges issuing opinions, first off, that favor us and then doing 180 reversals. It's been the strangest thing I've ever encountered in over 30 years of practicing law. It's as if someone flips a switch and they begin to change. And there's clearly spiritual warfare going on. I don't have my arms fully wrapped around what it's all about, but I do know that it's spiritual warfare, where it feels like sometimes in the flesh we're banging our heads against the wall, but we know that our strength is not in flesh, but in the spirit of the God, the living God. So I want to say right now there are four different lawsuits that are percolating, and if you want to take some notes for point of prayer, that would be great. Rick mentioned this a moment ago, but we have one of those four lawsuits right now that is we file before the United States Supreme Court. And I won't go too deep into weeds in the legal matters. We had a federal judge in Columbia, South Carolina, basically, that went way out of the way to get this case thrown out of the court, simply in what we believe to prevent us from being able to assert our religious liberty rights. I can tell you this, and I can't give you the name of the gentleman. We've had one of the very top constitutional lawyers in the country whose name you would clearly recognize if I gave it. You've probably seen him on TV many times, who's reviewed the petition we filed before the Supreme Court. And he says we're absolutely right on the law. As a matter of fact, you can pray about this. It's possible that he could be coming on board with us. We don't know yet as we fight this case, but this is a point of prayer. The United States Supreme Court, you know, generally there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases filed. Ordinarily, they hear about one out of every 100 cases. So keep that as a point of prayer that the United States Supreme Court will see our case, that will become concerned enough to actually give us an opportunity to argue it as we proceed on. And we think that we may be knowing something in the next few weeks, but that's a point of the prayer for the United States Supreme Court. There's also a federal judge in Columbia, South Carolina now, a brand-new federal judge who is hearing motions. The county files motions all the time to have these things dismissed and thrown out of court. Pray for that judge that she will see the light and that justice will be done there. And there are two state court judges in two other lawsuits that we're continuing to battle. So, the Lord directs the hearts of the kings. The Lord can change the mind of judges. We're battling for a righteous cause, so we pray for that as well. And pray that also we'll be given wisdom as we proceed in these matters. Those are some points of prayer, but the first thing we have, the county is supposed to respond to our Supreme Court brief just next Monday, this coming Monday. So pray that the Supreme Court will pick this case up and we'll be given the resources that we need to prevail there. And also pray for a supernatural breakthrough as we continue to battle this on many fronts. Let me pray for a moment, and then I'll turn this back over to Dave. Lord, we recognize your sovereignty. We recognize your power. We recognize that you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We recognize that you're the judge of judges. We recognize that our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the greatest lawyer ever in the history of the universe because he has stepped in and argued for our salvation based upon his spilled blood. And now, Lord, as we continue to fight, as we continue to try to carry out your principles of perseverance, we ask for strength. We ask for wisdom. We ask for divine intervention, and we ask for breakthrough. Lord, we have battled this now for 10 years, and we have done so basically with your calling, we believe, in mind, with the vision that you've given Rick as we continue to try to finish the job of completing the campus here at Morningstar. I was talking to Dave in the last couple of days, and it looks like around 85% of the whole campus has been built out. For some reason, they battle us on this tower. We believe they battle us on this tower because this tower was the focal point of Jim Baker's fall. But, Lord, we ask that you take what was an embarrassment to the kingdom and turn it into a great light of glory for the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just ask now that as we pray that you will hear our prayer. There are many of us, hundreds of us, even now, on the prayer lines, who are lifting prayers with me. And you said that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. There have been righteous men who have prayed. There are righteous men and women who are on this call. Hear our prayers. We turn our prayers to you, just like the kings of old, in some cases, who repented and pleaded to you. I just was reading about Hezekiah today. Hear us, Lord, and forgive us of our sins, and bring this about to your glory. We lay this on the altar, we lay this on the throne in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
And Amen. Dave, thank you, Don. Thank you. And, Lord, we just lift up Don. You know, I can hear you guys agreeing with me, as you can imagine, on this call. We just can't have everybody on at once. But we've got our team here, and I can hear in my spirit you guys agreeing with me. And at the end, we're going to open it up. And you'll hear this rush of prayer go up. But we pray now for Don, Lord, as he's been the primary tip of the spear in our legal efforts, Lord. I pray that you would give him strategy, grace, and ability, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just help him and bring others, Lord, in case before the United States Supreme Court, our state case, and others that we have going. Lord God, thank you for him. We just lift his arms up, Lord, and symbolically, Lord, we just lift him up in prayer that you would strengthen and bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for all that you're going to do through this legal maneuver, Lord. And, Lord, let others be encouraged by our story, Lord. We have to stand up and fight when the when we're unjustly accused, when we don't feel or we're getting where the Lord has taken us, we're not doing this frivolously, we're not doing it without cause, but we have to stand up, Lord. Let others be encouraged in Jesus' name. I want to bring on and perhaps introduce to you Clint Rogers. Clint is our history teacher at our K-12 school. Clint has been here as long as I have or longer, for well over a decade, maybe two, and Clint is going to pray tonight. But Clint, if you would give us a couple of your points, we consider you the local historian.
All right. Hey, Dave, can you guys hear me?
Absolutely.
All right, first of all, what an honor, what an adventure, and I've always just been excited to hear Pastor Rick Joyner say that the Christian life is an adventure, and there's nothing that's more an adventure I can think of than this tower project. First of all, I'm a high school history teacher at the school of the K-12 Morningstar school, and I've been there since 2006, about 17 years, and it's a true honor. I've taught most of these people that are on this phone. I've taught their kids, and I consider it a true honor. And I just first off, I want to bless Don. Don has done so much work that I just bless Don, Lord, and just give him more creative ideas. And I just thank you for what he's done for us. And I'm just so excited to be a part of this. I'm honored, and I just want to share a few points because I know there's other people that have parts of this. But this is a true adventure. When I came onto the property in 2004, Harvest Fest Conference came onto the property. I drove on, and I fell in love with the tower. And I can't really explain it. I just had some kind of a heart connection. And then, it's been quite a journey. I've followed the development plan and when Dave Yarns came on and the whole thing. And what I truly believe that I want everybody to know is that I've been on the roof of the tower. The roof of the tower, some of the ideas was to have a prayer room on the 21st floor. And to have the level of this prophetic prayer intercession that we're talking about, the people that are on this phone call right now, that some of you are going to be called to be in these 230 units. And there's power in high ground. And I've been there. I was blessed to go up there and take a look around. And what I firmly believe is that, I think that Don mentioned it, this is a spiritual warfare that is so confusing and so complicated in so many levels. But basically, I believe that the devil does not want the type of people that are involved in this ministry to be on that high ground declaring peace and declaring victory over Charlotte, over Fort Mill, over York County. And this thing has been a saga, has been just an amazing story. And I just really want to pray, I'll just say a few other points. And then I just want to say a quick prayer, and then I'll pass the baton. But the history of the building, I believe the Lord had a purpose for this building, and the building. There may be some people on this call, and as a teacher at the school, these kids and there's musicians. There's dancers, there's, vocal, there's everything, there's politicians, and we have a county meeting next week, and I made an announcement at the school, and I said, is there any kid here that would like to come and advocate for this? And I've had like five or six kids that said, yeah, I want to go speak before the county council. And, you know, we have athletes, we have politicians, and we have some amazing kids. So proud of them. And so what the tower means is that the people from all over the world could come there and then pour into these kids and pour into the MSU students. And it doesn't make any sense that the county, I mean, we're talking the people that would buy these units would be contributing sales tax dollars and pennies for progress for the roads and all that. There's no reason. This is a spiritual warfare battle, just like Don said. And so I declare, I just want to pray real quick. I just declare that this will be revealed for what it is, that the county council will see what is going on. They will not be confused. I just break off confusion on this is a project that would only benefit York County. And I declare that. I declare a clear, I just break off all of the past confusion and the past whatever was done. That is not connected. I declare that the tower is basically a virgin bride. It has a purpose that was never, just like Rick said, it was never allowed to be admitted into the court. And I just declare that it has a purpose. There's people possibly on this call all over the world that are meant to come here to help the kids, the next generation, to be refired, to pour out and to give into the kingdom. And I just last thing I want to specifically at the Supreme Court level, the case that Don brought forth, I just want to declare a right thinking over Justice Ketanji Brown, over Justice Olega Kagan, over Justice Sonia Sotomayor, over Justice John Roberts. I just declare that they will see that this is our religious, the use of this is our, this is a protected, this is what America is all about. And I just declare they will see this and they will clearly understand it. And I just declare that in Jesus' name. There you go, Dave.
And Clint, I think you had shown me the plaque, but for everyone on the call, first of all, thank you, Clint. Thank you for all you've been praying for this tower. As many that are on this call have been, guys, I know there are prayer groups that have been praying for this tower for years, and thank you. I'm just coming in, on the wave of all your prayers, so thank you. But Clint, you've actually seen the plaques. I understand that there were plaques that were put into the cement of these foundations that dedicated the building to the Lord. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so when this property was being built from 1978 up until 1987, and that's when things kind of went awry with whatever happened in their ministry with Jim and whatever, every time they dedicated something, they put into the foundations of the building, they put Bible verses, and the most common one used was "No weapon formed against this will prosper." And so I just declare that, and I just call that back in. And, you know, I would also like to make this point. When the tower wasn't entered into the court, when the judge was an unrighteous judge, and he was actually later, his name was Potter, he was later rebuked for what he did and what he said. He did not do his duty. And so, and that's how, like Don said, the thing got reversed. But what I believe is, because the tower was not allowed to be entered into evidence, that it is a protected sort of, it is a clean, has its own purpose. And, I just, I just believe that it's not. I just want to break off whatever people connected, because the people that paid for this, the people that gave to the ministry, they gave. It was widows' mite giving, and they gave in faith, and they gave to the Lord. It was unto the Lord, and it wasn't to Jim and Tammy. It was unto the Lord, and so I just declare that, like, the Lord, whatever the Lord had planned for this land, which goes on forever, that we call that in.
Yeah, we do, Lord. And you know, the last estimate just of the tower, the way it stands, is, you know, between $15 and $20 million, just the structure itself. Now completed, it's going to be, you know, closer to $60 or $70 million structure. So we're fighting to preserve, everyone on the call, we're fighting to preserve those. Some of those checks came in for $5, and, you know, that under the PTL time went into building that tower. We're calling forth those widows' mites that people gave in faith to see that tower completed, Lord, and that you'll hear, Lord, these prayers tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you'll act on our behalf. Just as another update, on Monday, we're going to your county in force. We believe that, you know, 100 people are going to come out. There will be signs and banners. We're going to be going there and using our constitutional right to address grievances and to tell them what's going on, because I think that some of the those in authority really don't understand what's taking place, and we're going there. So pray for us. Lord, we do pray for that meeting on Monday. We pray that it'd be a powerful time, and we pray that the believers will come out in force in Jesus' name. And our Supreme Court case, the reason that we feel this is important is the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act that's being gutted is something that every church around the country needs to have preserved in its fullness. This is a very powerful weapon to address grievances that are happening. And right now I want to bring on David Herr, and then we'll be hearing from one of our prayer captains, and we'll be winding down here in just a bit. But Dave Herr, will you speak to us?
Thank you, Dave. It's such a privilege to be here. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers and your time tonight. When Rick was talking about how the tower has been just he didn't quite use the word, but what I heard was a trophy to the enemy. It's a vision that God has given me, is that we are transforming it into a trophy for God. This is going to be a symbol of victory to the whole body of Christ and a source of encouragement like hasn't happened in generations. And so this is just a privilege to be part of this movement. But really, we're not making it so much of a trophy as a trophy case, and we're filling it with the most amazing people that the Lord is drawing. Dave, just today I had an email from someone who's one of our reservation holders, and they're on the call. I'm not going to call you out, but thank you for that email. It's such a source of encouragement to me. They said they're in their RV, and they're RVing. They've sold the house, and they bought the RV. Their RV until such time as their home and the tower's ready. And that is such a powerful vision of those whom God has called. They're just waiting. They're waiting. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this building, the privilege of being part of its restoration, and the privilege of being part of creating this community. Like Clint said, we'll bless our children. We'll bless the next generation. But, God, that these are some of your finest folks that you're calling. God, bless everyone who's on our wait lists and is enduring with us, God. God, those who want to come, God, just bless them and continue that fire in them. Then when it comes to the cases, here's just something the Lord gave me just tonight. I've printed off pictures of the Supreme Court justices, and I'm just going to keep these people before me and keep them in prayer. But one of the things that was in my spirit was that their staff or, you know, someone that, you know, would have the ability that the Tower case, our case, somehow gets highlighted. That's the expression I got. It's highlighted almost like there's a stack of books. You know, they have 100 cases, and there's a stack of all these books, and their attention is drawn to this one. And so, Father, we pray for favor. God, we pray for just the highlighting of our case and the significance of it, as Dave was just praying, and how it is so significant for the church world, well, nationwide, God, that ground cannot be lost. The rights of especially religious people are being eroded. And Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the reversal of that. We pray that this case becomes precedent to, God, build the Church of Jesus Christ and strengthen the church worldwide. Thank you for your time, and God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dave, hold with us for a minute. Dave Herr has been working with me, and he oversees the Heritage community, and he has been, we've just, you know, grown to be great comrades and workers here in it, but he's been overseeing the communication, overseeing a lot of the prayer, really, you know, being the door into the community. Lord, I just thank you for Dave, and just pray that you would continue to encourage him, lift him up. But Dave, just for the people on the call, I believe that our waiting list for people to come to one of our units, we've stopped taking people on the waiting list because it's, you know, over 50 people. And then the people that are waiting with reservations to the tower, where are we? I mean, approximately in that?
Yeah, Dave, so you actually kind of undersold it, which you're always conservative in your numbers. But so we have nearly 200 people with a hard reservation on at the tower. And
wow.
More like another 150 people who have they haven't given us that tower deposit, but they have said, I want to know the minute something's available. And so there's also total, we're about 350. That's not people, that's parties. So if they're married, that could be as many as, I don't know, 500 people who the Lord is calling and drawing, and their hearts are stirred. And Dave, the funnest part, and I'm sorry, this isn't prayer, but the funnest part of my job is just to see who these people are. They are the finest in the kingdom. They're just amazing people with hearts to serve and hearts to give and hearts to love. And that's who's going to occupy the tower.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. And I want to invite on Robert Rummage. Robert has really made a life out of leading prayer groups, prayer ministry, missions ministry. And I think Dave Herr has done a great job overseeing this community, and Robert has done a really amazing job. We have my privilege to help construct the Bob Jones Vision Center, our place of prayer, praise, and prophecy, and we're moving towards 24-hour slots, and that's largely been under the leadership of Rick, Chris, but this gentleman here, Robert. So, Robert, thank you for coming on and praying with us tonight.
Thank you, Dave and Rick and Chris and all who have been on this call. It's an honor for me as well.
I think we're over 190 people, so we're still growing.
Wow.
So thank you, everybody.
Wow. I will just say that the building that I'm in, we're at 120 to 130 hours a week of nonstop worship and prayer, and it was the last building before that. The only thing that's left to restore really is the tower, and we feel that as we're putting all these hours of praise and prayer into the atmosphere, there's something that's being opened over that tower. We can sense it in the spirit. What I want to do is just pray from Isaiah 54. It was referenced earlier. We didn't compare notes. I didn't know what everyone was going to share, but I've been riveted on Isaiah 54. That's the scripture that inspired the name Heritage USA, which was the name of the theme park, the destination location that that the Bakers built. PTL, of course, was their show that they did, but it's sometimes called PTL property, sometimes called Heritage property. But it was named after that last words in Isaiah 54, that no weapon formed against you will prosper, you will refute every tongue that accuses you, and the heritage, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So I want to just pray through Isaiah 54 for a moment, if I may, because that's one of the scriptures that was put on metal plaques and mixed in with the cement that's in the foundation of the very building we're praying for. In fact, all of the buildings. So, Lord, we just want to thank you. Isaiah 54, sing, O barren woman, you who bore no child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Lord, we just recognize this is about Jerusalem. This is about Zion. But we want to use it to prophesy over this building. This is a barren woman. This is a structure that has not seen its fullness yet. And so we just prophesy, O tower. We say, sing, you barren woman, because the Lord is your husband. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch the tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Lord, we just say, declare the Spirit, it's time for enlargement. It's time for this thing that's been held back to be held back no longer. It's time for the full spreading of every inch of what is owned by Morningstar Ministries to be fully developed. And so we say, Lord, would you bring a dispossessing power to dispossess whatever is squatting on this property. We say, Lord, this is a desolate city. When 251 units are done, that's a city. And we just call the desolate city to life in Jesus' name. Verse 4, do not be afraid. You will not suffer shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit. So, Lord, we just want to prophesy that you would do a great reversal from shame to great honor, from humiliation to restoration. We say, Lord, would you cause the shame of the youth of this particular building to be remembered no more? Would you wipe away the reproach? We say, Lord, this is not a widow, but this is a married property. It's married to the Lord Almighty. Lord, would you do a mighty restoration? Going on, it says, for a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion I'll bring you back. In a surge of anger I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. We just speak the redemptive word over this place. We say, Lord, may you do a redemptive work. Would you, every shattered promise, every broken heart, we pray for a redemptive work, that what happens would bring more honor to you than the shame that was brought to your name. May more honor come by what happens and how it happens than the shame that has happened already. Going on down, it says, it speaks, though the mountains be shaken and the hills removed, in verse 10, my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Verse 11, O afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will build you with stones of turquoise, foundations of sapphires, battlements of rubies, gates of sparkling jewels, walls of precious stones. Lord, we recognize this is about Zion. You're doing this thing. But may this be a reflection of the rebuilding of Zion. May this tower be a reflection of what will later come when the new Jerusalem comes. Lord, we ask that verse 13 would come to pass, that all your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. Again, we call forth the teachers. We call forth the apostolic leaders, the mentors, those who are to occupy this place and turn around and teach and impart and disciple nations. In righteousness you will be established. tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Lord, we pray that tyranny, the tyranny of government, would be broken. That the tyrannical thing, I would even say it is a spirit of control that the government is only reflecting. And we just say, Jesus, you are stronger than that tyranny. You are stronger than that spirit of control. We ask that righteousness and justice would be established. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. Verse 15, if anyone does attack you, and there's definite attacks that come against the ministry, come against the future and destiny of this particular tower, if anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. We call in this verse. We say, may those who are attacking revert and surrender their attack. These are spiritual forces, and we just call the spiritual forces to let down their attack, to surrender to the purposes of God. Verse 16, God says, it is I who created the blacksmith who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. Well, we just recognize there is a spiritual weaponry that's heavier than the weaponry of the enemy that's at work here. You say, it is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc. You say, no weapon formed against you will prevail. This is about legal weapons. This is about political weapons. And we just declare that, Jesus, you have the final word on this. We declare that you have spiritual weapons of destruction to come against the enemy. And we declare that no weapon formed against this ministry and the purposes of God for this tower will prevail. You will refute every tongue that accuses you. But we're praying for the accusations to be refuted in the court of law at this time, at this hour, on the county level, on the state level, and on the federal level with this case before the Supreme Court. We're asking that you would refute the tongues that accuse us. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Lord, we say, do this chapter. Do what's recognized here, what's spoken here. Do it now at this time over this situation. We pray in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen and people on the call, we're getting ready to just open the floodgates. And I want to give you a couple of things as we do. First of all, if you want to receive all the information and all the updates, the best way is to email us at help, H-E-L-P, at savethetower.org. Help at savethetower.org. Just email us. If you want to pray for us, if you want to send us a word, if you want to be updated, if you want to get more information, if you want to talk with Dave about what it's going to be like to be here, help at savethetower.org. So many of you have been writing down prayer points as we get ready to open this up, and I just encourage you to be on here with us as our team gets ready. But I've got five that I've written down. First of all, keep us in prayer as the leadership, Rick Joyner, Chris Reed, myself, Dave Yarns, Don Brown is the main force here with this team, but others on staff that are here. So keep us in prayer. You can imagine, you know, the work involved. So keep us in prayer. Also, pray for breakthrough. Pray that whatever is holding people's minds or whatever is holding this back on any level will be broken off in the name of Jesus. Pray for the Supreme Court. So right now, the United States Supreme Court has our brief in front of them, and they are deciding to hear whether to hear arguments, verbal arguments on it or not, whether to pick the case up or not. So pray for that. Pray for us. Pray that our other court cases, and that this Monday as we go before this county and just plead and demand and show our case, and you know that we'll do it in a spirit, a right spirit, but they'll hear. So pray for that, and then pray the last one, that all the resource on every side, the mechanical engineers and the engineers for the structure and the builders and all of the architects and all of the finances and the people, and every single portion would just come together. We call them in right now in the name of Jesus. So again, you can reach us at help@savethetower.org, but we're going to open it up. Stay with us. We'll keep this going for a bit, but you're going to hear everybody praying at once, and we're going to open it up. So in the name of Jesus, go ahead and open it up in the control room. Unmute all. Lord, we thank you.
I'm going to Oh, glory, hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord, you Yeah, they're ones that were above it.
Everybody, for everything, and I know the prayers are still going on. That was so powerful to hear everybody praying. Thank you, thank you. We're going to keep everything open for a little bit and let that prayer continue, but I just wanted to say thank you for myself and Rick and all the people that are going to be staying at the tower, and just it's so encouraging. Thank you so much. Again, if you need to reach out to us, help@savethetower.org. We're going to go ahead and unmute everybody again, but I wanted to just you to hear my closing words, a word of thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we know that you heard these prayers tonight, Lord, especially this river of prayers at the end. Thank you for that, Lord. We commit all these things in your hand that you'll do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we hope or expect. We're going to open up the lines and we'll just keep them going for as long as people pray. Thank you.
And everyone that has worked The wicked people off of their horses, Lord. in this season, all of the persecutors, you change them, God. You can change the hardest of hearts, Lord, when people come together. Bring your people together, Lord.
Please.
Your word says the angels are dispatched by whatever means it takes, Lord. This shall go forward, your plans and purposes, by whatever means, Lord, that it takes. We're calling for the victory now. We're calling for the victory on Monday. And we're calling for the victory in the Supreme Court. And those hearts are being changed.
Let there be victory.
They're being circumcised.
Yeah, Lord.
Circumcised.
Thank you for everybody being
here. Thank you for what you do, God. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for all the souls, God, that will be affected. Thank you, Lord, that this is
we thank you that you're giving your Father are giving them a good awareness of your presence with them.
And that this is wealth.
This power is with them.
This power is full of wealth. And it's been turned over to the righteous. This power has been turned over for its purposes in these last days. Even as your word said, if the wealth of the wicked would be turned over to the righteous. And you have put righteous men in charge of it.
Of prayer. We want to keep everybody in a spirit of prayer and just go into this evening just thanking the Lord for the victory that was wrought. And thank you for everybody. And we're going to close the portal on the call right now. But please, you know, many of you are just in that spirit of intercession and prayer. Just keep praying and interceding for us. A number of people have signed up at help@savethetower.org. We'll let you know how things go on Monday. We'll keep you in the loop. And Father, I thank you for everyone that was on the call, everyone that'll hear the recording, Lord. I pray that they'd be stirred to prayer, Lord God. Lord, stirred to prayer not only for this, Lord God, but just reminded that you're a God that heeds the prayer of the saints, Lord, that You love to hear us, Lord. You want us to bring our petitions before you. So, Lord, bless those that are here. Bless my friends that came on this call, Lord. Bless the Heritage Tower. Bless those people that have been praying for this longer than I've been here. Bless those in the control room taking care of this call, Lord. We just thank you for it, Lord, and we commit all these things to your hand as we close the call now, Lord. Let prayer continue. In the name of Jesus, amen.